Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Today we're taking a closer look at selling art online with Alan Bamberger, art consultant and appraiser for artbusiness.com. That's artbusiness.com. So, Alan, we've identified that you really need to have a niche. You really need to ask detailed questions about either from the artists or the actual representatives of the artists. You can find many of those pieces of information online. But how do you do your sourcing for art?
I do it basically that way, and the most important part is to with no other product. Like art, people just make claims, and you have to check out all the claims that people make about what it is that they're selling. That's number one. And then number two, you have to check the market. You have to see who else is selling art similar and what price they're selling at. Art is kind of like real estate in that the way that you compare and contrast and determine your market is it's like how much is a similar house in the same neighborhood selling for. No two houses are alike, but they generally sell for the same price in the same area. So that's kind of how you have to price it and make sure that you're paying a fair price at the wholesale level, or if you're an artist, you're charging a fair price. You're charging a price that's competitive with similar pieces that are available to what you produce or what you sell.
So authenticity, I would imagine, is a question that comes up a lot because I imagine there's people claiming that this is this is Picasso's doodles.
Yes. This is a very large problem, especially on the Internet, especially, unfortunately, on eBay. And I would, if you don't have expertise in these areas of world-famous artists, modern masters, as they're called sometimes, even some of the famous commercial artists, if you don't have expertise or you don't know someone who does, then my advice is stay away, buy from reputable dealers. For example, if you want to buy Picasso's doodles or Picasso prints, you might go to somewhere like, I believe it's called the International Fine Art Print Dealers. That's printdealers.com is their website. And these are members of an organization of very qualified, very experienced dealers who do not travel in commercial circles for the most part, and you get the real deal when you buy from them.
Yeah, I imagine anytime you're really going for something that has some serious value to it, that that would be a real central issue. So when are appraisals a good investment versus when they're unnecessary? Because I imagine there's a time when you don't need to do that kind of work.
An appraisal is necessary when you are wanting to transact or transfer the art in some way, perhaps a tax donation, inheritance issues, insurance policy, that sort of thing. And when you get an appraisal, you do not get an appraisal from the person selling you the art, because that's an obvious conflict of interest. You can't do that for IRS purposes. The appraiser has to be independent, non-conflicted, and have nothing to do with the transaction. A gallery that sells you the art and says, we're going to provide you with an appraisal for it, that's they're, of course, interested in making that, quote, appraisal, unquote, as high as possible. So that's not really an appraisal.
Do you ever need to check out those appraisals?
Yes.
I hear you on the value of the third-party role there.
Yes, absolutely. And furthermore, there are different types of appraisals. It gets very complicated, and there are people out there who take advantage of the fact that they know more about appraisals and how to frame them than the people who are receiving those appraisals. There is, for example, a retail replacement value appraisal, which is sometimes given by a gallery. You have to look at those words. If the replacement value is in there, that's generally beyond retail. That covers not only the retail value of the art, but if it should be lost or destroyed or stolen, the initial expense that you will have to go through to replace it. the type of appraisal that the IRS honors and the type of appraisal that I do the most is called fair market value.
Just hold that idea because we're going to be right back. So time for another short break. We're going to talk a lot more with Alan Bamberger when we return. Go to productsourcingshow.com to listen to any of our past shows, read written transcripts, and much more information. We're going to pick up on that IRS question at the IRS appraisal that they recognize at the beginning of the next segment. Lots to come. I'm Robin Cowan.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowan.
By following proven tax strategies, it is true that the wealthiest Americans pay taxes at a lower rate than most middle-class Americans. And of all the tax strategies, there is one that trumps them all. The good news is, if you're a small or home-based business owner, you can use this secret to legitimately slash your tax bill today. We're the Tax Club, and we want to reveal this top secret strategy of the ultra-rich to you. Call us and we'll spend up to 30 minutes on how you can best use this secret. Plus, we'll give you a whole slew of other tax reduction tips and techniques that'll save you money now and for years to come. The only cost is 30 minutes of your time. But we think it'll be the best possible action you can take to make your business more profitable. Plus, you'll also get a free special report from the Tax Club on the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. We're nationwide and we're the Tax Club. Give us a call at 1-800-462-7907. That's 1-800-462-7907.
Read the magazine 2.4 million entrepreneurs read. Entrepreneur Magazine, helping you start and grow your business.
Hey, Mark, ready to go?
Give me a minute while I finish incorporating my business.
Haven't you had your business for over 10 years?
Yeah, never incorporated, though. I didn't realize until talking to my CPA and lawyer recently what a big risk I've been taking without forming an LLC or a corporation. One lawsuit and everything I worked hard for would be at risk. My house, my car, my retirement savings. That's when I went to bizfilings.com.
Bizfilings.com?
They've helped thousands of businesses incorporate and form LLCs in all 50 states. They do it faster and better than anyone else. Since there are no legal fees, I'll save money. And my CPA says I'll get some tax benefits. There, done.
Can you send me a link?
All you have to do is remember bizfilings.com. Visit bizfilings.com to incorporate your business. Lifetime warranty, no legal fees, no hassle. That's bizfilings.com.
If you're an eBay seller, breathe a sigh of relief. Now you can have complete financial control of every aspect of your eBay business, even if you know nothing about accounting and your records are currently in complete disarray. It's easy with KeepMore.net. Spend just 5 minutes a day to enter your expenses and income into the program, then directly import your eBay bought and sold items. That's it. KeepMore.net does the hard part, applying the newest tax laws, accumulating every deduction, saving you time and money. Now you can make smart decisions by knowing your current profit and cash flow, and your Schedule C worksheet is ready in one click, so you save hours at tax time. KeepMore.net is online, so your data is safe and intact. There's no software to install and maintain. Be one of the first to log on to our website. We're giving a limited number of the top 20 tax tips for eBay sellers for free. Find out how you can pay less to Uncle Sam and keep more for yourself by logging on to KeepMore.net.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Ew, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.